Wildlife managers say the female Rocky Mountain gray wolf traveled at least 450 miles from its original population. She is wearing an inactive radio collar, suggesting she came from as far as Idaho, Wyoming, or Montana. It's the first sighting near the North Rim since the animals were eradicated in northern Arizona in the 1930s. Emily Wren is the executive director of the Grand Canyon Wolf Recovery Project. She says, though it's rare for wolves to successfully disperse such a long distance, it's not impossible.
She had to have crossed highways, roads, inhospitable, you know, landscapes with private property, and places that really aren't very friendly to wolves to find this excellent habitat.
Wren says this could be the beginning of a resurgence of the animals in the area.
Wolves are considered a keystone species in ecosystems, and it just overall makes ecosystems more resilient to change by having all of their key components still in place.
Biologists confirm the animal's species through DNA analysis of its scat. Gray wolves are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heiches in Flagstaff.